This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 482,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 121,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections exceeds 9.4 million globally and nearly 2.4 million in the U.S. Brazil's figures continue to surge with nearly 54,000 deaths and approximately half the number of infections as the U.S. Hospital administrators and healthcare experts are warning that parts of the U.S. are on the verge of being overwhelmed by the virus, lamenting that a restriction-weary public and politicians are letting disaster unfold. With 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported Tuesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400, while new cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots like New York and New Jersey. Several other states set single-day case records Tuesday. They also include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records. The spread of the coronavirus is prompting a soaring demand for oxygen. But in much of the world, medical oxygen is expensive and hard to get, a basic marker of inequality both between and within countries. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says that oxygen is needed to treat coronavirus patients, but it's in short supply from Peru to Bangladesh. Across Africa, only a handful of hospitals have direct oxygen hookups, as is standard across Europe and the United States. Most medical facilities lack even the most basic equipment that's needed to help patients breathe. Again, the spread of the coronavirus prompting soaring demand for oxygen. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia's largest airline plans to cut at least 6,000 jobs and keep 15,000 more workers on extended furloughs as it tries to survive the coronavirus pandemic. Qantas has announced a plan to reduce costs by billions of dollars and raise fresh capital. It will ground 100 planes for a year or more and immediately retire its six remaining Boeing 747 planes. The chief executive, Alan Joyce, says the airline has to become smaller as it braces for several years of much lower revenues. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it wants to help the axed workers find new jobs. A Republican policing bill stalled out Wednesday, blocked in by a vote by Senate Democrats who dismissed it as meager crumbs. The standoff signals the collapse for now of a congressional effort to respond to mass demonstrations over the killings of black people. With a tally that fell almost exclusively along party lines, it's a familiar impasse despite public outcry over the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Americans. Polling shows the country overwhelmingly wants changes. The House is set to approve a Democratic bill Thursday. U.S. President Trump says that he supports the GOP bill. Three men arrested after another racially charged killing were formally indicted on murder charges by a grand jury. They are Gregory McMichael, a retired police officer, and his son Travis, both of whom can be seen on a video of the shooting, plus the man who recorded it, William Bryan, all of them white. African-American Ahmaud Arbery was shot dead February 23rd while jogging in a residential area of the southern state of Georgia. Local police did not make any arrests until video of the killing went viral on social media in early May. A new Justice Department indictment says that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange sought to recruit hackers at conferences in Europe and Asia to provide his anti-secrecy website with classified information. It also says he conspired with members of hacking organizations to obtain government secrets. Wednesday's superseding indictment does not contain additional charges beyond the 18 counts the department unsealed last year. Assange was arrested last year after being evicted from the Ecuadorian embassy in London and is at the center of an ongoing extradition tussle over whether he should be sent to the United States. And German farmer giant Bayer says it's paying up to $10.9 billion to settle litigation over subsidiary Monsanto's Weed Killer Roundup. Monsanto has faced numerous lawsuits over claims that Roundup causes cancer. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.